France is leaning back in his chair beside me. His eyes are closed, and there's a fine thread of spittle dangling from one side of his mouth. Francois is face down on the mat, snoring, and Anna is frozen, glassy-eyed, at the foot of the table, her open eyes fixed unseeing on the projector screen. I take care not to look at it directly.
"What's it meant to be doing?"
I ask Ramona.
"That's what we're here to find out. Nobody who's been in one of these sales sessions before has come out in any state to tell us."
"What?
You mean they were killed?" "No, they just insisted on buying TLA products. Oh, and they'd had their souls eaten."
"What would you know about that?"
"They don't taste the same. Shut up and get ready to yank the projector cable when I give the word, okay?"
Sophie hits the mouse button again, and the light in the room changes subtly, signaling a dissolve from one frame to another. Her voice mutates, morphs, and deepens, taking on a vaguely familiar cadence.
"Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directives. We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology, where each worker may bloom, secure from the pests of any contradictory and confusing truths."
The dreamcatcher in front of me is going crazy.
"I've seen that before. It's the Apple 1984 ad, the one they commissioned Ridley Scott to direct for the launch of the Macintosh computer. The most expensive ad in the entire history of selling beige boxes to puzzled posers. What the hell are they doing with that?"
"Law of contagion." Ramona sounds tense. "Very strong imagery of conformity versus mold breaking. Concealing conformity disguised as mold breaking. Ever wonder why Mac users are so glassy-eyed about their boxes?"
"This is slide 26. Okay, we've got about 10 seconds to go."
I briefly debate standing up right there and yanking the power cable. I've seen the original ad so many times I don't need to look at the screen to follow it. It's famous throughout the computer industry.
"Our unification of thoughts is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth. We are one people, with one will, one resolve, one cause. Our enemies shall talk themselves to death, and we will bury them with their own confusion. We shall prevail."
Seconds to go. The female runner races towards the huge screen in front of the arena, clutching a sledgehammer, poised to hurl it through Big Brother's face. And I know exactly what's going to happen, what those shards of glass are going to morph into with the next dissolve, as I take my tablet by both sides, careful to keep my hands from touching the toughened glass screen cover, and pick it up, flipping it over as the crescendo builds towards what would be, in the real advertisement, the announcement of a revolutionary new type of computer.
"Ready."
The light flickers, and something that feels like an out-of-control truck punches into the screen of the tablet PC as I hold it between my face and the projection screen. It's not a physical force, but it might as well be from the acrid smoke spewing from the vents under my fingertips and the way the battery compartment begins to glow.
"Go!"
I drop the PC, cover my eyes with one hand, and dive for where the back of the projector used to be. I flop on my belly halfway across the table, flailing around until I catch a bunch of wires and yank hard, pulling and tearing at them, too frightened to open my eyes and see which ones I've got hold of. Someone is screaming, and someone else is crying behind me, emitting incoherent moans like an animal in pain. Then someone punches me in the ribs. I open my eyes. The projector's out, and Ramona is sitting on top of Sophie from the Faust Force, or the thing that's animating Sophie's body, methodically whacking her head on the floor. Then I realize that the pain in my side is Ramona's. Sophie is fighting back. I roll over and find myself facing Anna. Her face hangs like a loose mask, and her eyes glow faintly in the twilight that the almost closed blinds allow into the room. I scrabble desperately, grab the edge of the table, and pull myself over it into her lap.
She grabs for my head, but whatever's inside her isn't very good at controlling a human body, and I roll again, drop ass first onto the floor. My coccyx will tell me about it tomorrow, and scramble to my feet.